This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, friends. We're continuing in Mishnah Berurah Daf HaShavua. We're in Siman Ayin Gimel, and we're talking about the halachos and the parameters of someone who is sleeping with someone else, b'mita achas, regarding Kriya Shema. Sif Aleph talked about stam, two people who are sleeping together, even of the same gender. Then the rule is like this, that if they're facing each other, they need to have hafsakas talas, even if they're not touching. If they're back to back, then if they're not touching, it's okay. If they're touching, you need to have hafsakas talas. Sif Beis was talking about if somebody's sleeping with their wife. Sleeping with their wife is more lenient. There's an opinion because of Ishtai Kagufai, it may not lead to her. So therefore, you could face away. You could face away from each other, even if you're touching each other. Some say you need hafsakas talas, and that we don't apply the rule of ishtai kagufai legabe hirher. Sif Gimel was talking about if you're sleeping with your children when they're katanim, then according to everyone, you don't need hafsakas talas, even if you're touching, if you're back to back. Okay, because by a child, we definitely say regarding this inyan that they're like kagufam, and it won't come to hear her. As long as you're not touching their erva. Now, Sif Katan, we're up to Sif Katan Ches. B'chazar aspanim, to turn away. Haynu she'achareyam zelazeh, they're back to back. However, v'impnei banam neged achareyav, if the erva of the male child is opposite one's backside, tzarech alkapanim lizor sh'leyeh b'sari nogeh b'ervasan. Okay, nearly, you should be careful that your flesh is not touching their erva. Uraya milkaman simnayin dalet sifhei, demuchach dem b'sari nogeh b'ervas chaver gam kein osar. The proof would be from simen ayin dalet sifhei, that if your flesh is touching the erva of your friend, it's osar. Now, if they're gedoylim and you're back to back, you need hafsakas talas. V'adin ketanim acherim she'enam banav. Likewise, if they're children who are not, but they're not your sons, also you need hafsakas talas. Kein mashamei Rambam va'ayin beber hagrosim ayin hei sevdalad b'hagav yesh liyashif. Ach lefi mashamei vor lekaman besimen ayin hei sevdalad b'hagav dekaton kozman she'en roi labia haynu bezocher ad teshan v'yamechad uv'nekev ad bas gimel v'yamechad. In other words, let's say if it's another child, but the boy is 8 years old, so then his erva is not halachically considered an erva, and it would be mutter to say Shema. Obviously, societal norms also have what to say about this inyan. Okay, Sif Dalad. Ad kamim chashuvim katanim. For how long is someone considered a katan? That we say that if you sleep with them and you're back to back, you could say Shema. And we say, but if they're gedolim, you need hafsakas talas. Hatinoik ad shiula yud beis shanim, hatinoikas ad shiula yud aleph shanim. A child, a male child, 12. A female child, 11. Vafilu heviu shtei saris mutter. Even if they brought two hairs before, it's mutter. Uvishnas yud gimel latinoik, v'yud beiz latinoikais. In the 13th year of a child, that's when he's 12 and up, and the 12th of a female, if they bring two hairs, it's asr without a hefsik. Vim loy hevyo shtei sarais. If they didn't, mutter. Uvishnas yud gimel v'elach latinoik, v'yud beiz latinoikais, afil loy v'yishtei asr. So basically we say like this. When the kid is over 13, it doesn't matter if they bring two hairs. If they're under 12 and 11 respectively, then even if they do bring two hairs, it's mutter. If they're in from 12 to 13 for a male or 11 to 12 for a girl, then it depends if they bring shtei sarais or not. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Vishnas Yud Gimel, Ratzalayim Yom Yishchol Yom Rishon B'Shanazu. When they start the first day of the 13th year, meaning 12 in a day. V'chei Mashkos, Vishnas Yud Gimel, V'elach Ratzalayim Ragam Kein, Tekef Mishahushlam Hashnas Shloisha Asar. The ain't sach yud gimel shana v'yom echad. You don't need 13 years and 1 day, just 13 complete years and a moment, Rak Shleimos. The Yom Haleda Gamkin Bechlal. The day of birth is included. Let's say a kid's born the end of the day on Aleph Tishrei. When he comes to the beginning of the night of the 14th year that he was born, when he comes to Rosh Hashanah night, he's 13 years old. The same thing by Bar Mitzvah. By the way, this is a machlokes achronim, whether you need me'es la'es, or as soon as you get to the beginning of the 13th. The Noid Yehuda Paskins, you do not need me'es la'es, like the Mishnah Berurah quotes, as well as Reb Tzadik HaKohen. In fact, Reb Tzadik HaKohen, in his Bar Mitzvah drasha that he published, he brings a raya that you do not need me'es la'es, because many achronim say, why does Shas begin me'em asai kar neshma ba'arvis? Because the first mitzvah of a 13-year-old child is Kriya Shema. And if you're going to say that you need 24 complete hours, so then Mehechi Tesi, that's the first mitzvah. If he was born in the middle of the day, then his first mitzvah would be Kriya Shema Shel Shachris, or Sama, or Tefillin maybe. The fact that uniformly Shas always begins with what they consider the very first mitzvah, that means as soon as the night comes, the kid is a bar mitzvah. The Fimasha Pasak Hator Be'Eben Ezer Simul Chaf Aleph Asur Mishehigia Hazman Hazeh Afilu Loi Heviyo Shtei Saris. Number one, we paskin that once the kid hits 12, you cannot say Shema back to back with them B'mita Achas, even if they did not bring 2 hairs. V'gam Afilu B'loi Kriya Shema Asurin Lishon B'yachar Arumim B'ker Basar Mishehigia Hazman Hazeh. And bechlal, at that age, you cannot be yashen imahem. Va'ayin bechalkas mechoykeik ubei shmuel sham. Nowadays, as we mentioned, the societal norms would have what to say about this. V'chacham einav bereishai. Okay, Rabbi Isai, thank you very much for joining. We are now up to date. Next week, on Monday, we will start with Siman Ayin Dalet, and Friday allowing, we might do Fridays because this way we don't fall behind Pesach. We'll see. Okay? Hatzlach, everyone. Have a great Shabbos.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.